holiday joy comes through loud and clear in the faces of children. There are many joyful faces here at the annual holiday exhibit of the National Botanic Garden. The rich colors, the magical buildings, like this teddy bear factory and the mini trains, win the undivided attention of young and old. Behind the scenes, Jack Frost is in charge of keeping all 9 trains running.
Well, we control 4 from here. This is the big transformers for the big passenger train up there.
He says everything, including speed and lights, can be controlled from here, except the whistle.
There's little magnets in the track. Where the train goes over the magnet, it blows a whistle.
Frost has loved miniature trains since childhood. He has a large collection at home. During the holidays at the Botanic Garden, he makes sure the trains keep running.
Better.
Frost says his efforts are rewarded when he sees how amazed the children are by the trains and the characters from children's stories and fables. Lindsay has visited the train exhibit 2 years in a row with her children.
It's wonderful. We're lucky to be here. The trains are beautiful, aren't they? Yeah? And the kids just, it's magical. We love it.
Near the train exhibit, the garden court displays miniature replicas of Washington monuments, such as the Capitol, the Jefferson Memorial, and the Smithsonian Castle. Botanic Garden Director Holly Shimizu says the replicas are unique.
They're all made out of natural plant parts, plant material, and so they're amazing use of things like acorns and grapevine and leaves and pine cones, and they're one of a kind. You cannot see these anywhere else.
This year, artist Paul Bazzi made some changes to the building collection, especially the White House.
The new vegetable garden, and we, of course, as a botanic garden, want to show the vegetable garden. And it also shows the swing set, which the Obamas put in for their children.
With thousands of visitors each day, this is the busiest time of the year for the Botanic Garden. The beauty and exuberance of the annual holiday exhibit has turned the Botanic Garden into another Washington monument. For producer Zulima Palacio, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.